Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. That's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. We're talking about why people don't speak truth to power. And we know that people will be reticent to do that because they're passive, they're shy. They're nervous. They don't want to lose their job. They don't know how to do it. Maybe they're not confident that their idea. Maybe they're not confident that they really know the problem, or that they don't know the whole story, or whatever. And maybe they're not confident that if they bring a solution, it's a good one. There are a lot of reasons that people don't do this. So how do we solve that?
Well, first of all, you know, as you listed those reasons, and I think they're all good reasons, I started to think, you know, the one thing that links all those reasons is risk.
Right.
It's risky for me to say something.
That's right.
Maybe it's my own internal psychology, but if no one is speaking truth to power, then the organization has a problem. And one way to look at that is, for your listeners, is when's the last time somebody who reports to you actually said something critical about you, what you're doing, or what's going on? And if you say, well, I can't remember, don't congratulate yourself on the perfect organization, you know, quite yet.
Right.
Say, huh, is there something going on here? And it may not be your fault, but is there something going on where it's just difficult? Because organizational cultures, I mean, we've learned to not speak up in meetings. We've learned to kind of hide what to say. And most of us learn that at a pretty early age, so we can move from organization to organization and know how to soften the blow, if you will.
Right.
And that's really harmful. And the work I do on change in organizations, that kind of is deadlings. You know, the boss will say, well, so any questions, any concerns? People ask the most innocuous stuff. And the boss feels like, well, you know, they're asking. I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
And the real stuff is happening. I mean, people talking, you know, on the drive home or, you know, out in the hallway. And so.
Well, exactly. And so how do we foster that kind of openness? I mean, because here's one of the things that I run up against. Sometimes you have an employee who thinks they've got all the answers when they actually don't, and you want to say, okay, there are three things going on here. Number one is impetuousness. Number two is they actually do have a good idea, and number three, how do I solve the impetuousness? How do I save the good idea? The third thing is without hurting their spirit, without dampening their spirit. That's the challenge for a manager, isn't it?
Yep, it's a big challenge. Yeah, that's well put. I was thinking, in a book that I wrote a number of years ago, I interviewed a fellow consultant, John Carter, and he was, you know, and I asked him a question similar to what you just asked me, and he said, I advise my clients, if somebody comes in and says, you know, I've got a problem with the doorknobs, he said, you know, or something, you know, just outrageously insignificant, say, sit down. Tell me about that. Be appreciative. Doesn't mean you have to change all the doorknobs, but let the person know that you actually welcome their point of view and what they have to say, because that makes it safe to start.
Right.
And my hunch is that in a meeting can be, you know, everybody leaning against the truck talking about what's going to happen today. But if somebody starts to say something, rather than coming back with a rebuttal, say, well, so Mary, tell me a little bit more about that.
Right, tell me
you
more.
Don't have to agree.
Tell me more is a great management term to know.
Yeah, and a lot of managers think that if I ask, you know, for more information, now I'm committing to that thing, and you're not.
Yeah.
You just are interested in what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's really simple.
But here's one thing that also happens. A lot of times, an employee, especially if they haven't been around a long time, and of course, we need the new people to ask fresh questions and challenge our old baggage, right? But if they don't haven't been around a long time, they don't know where all the bodies are buried, and they ask a question, and we know that we've sort of tried that before, so this question wouldn't be asked by somebody who's been around a while.
Right.
Then could you just say, well, Mary, I think we've tried that before, but tell me how you think it would work now. And let's assume that we haven't tried that before. So you're letting them know. You're letting them know that you know, maybe this is not a new idea, but maybe you've got a different wrinkle on it that we didn't think about.
Yep, I think it's perfect. It's. I mean, there's a couple things I really like about that, Jim. One, it's respectful to the person bringing it up, and it's giving the person more information. Like, oh, okay, they have tried some things, and he's still interested. And that maybe I'm bringing something new to the table. I mean, that's pretty heady stuff.
And, you know, if you've got an organization, Rick, that this person is on the other side of, they may be, the people who have the information you need may be being blocked by your organization, by somebody in your organization. Some fief, some lord out there who has a fiefdom. You know, some silo jockey out there that doesn't want to rock their boat, right?
Well, yeah. In fact, there's a pretty sobering example. I was working...
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you hear something when we come back. It's 10 Till. Rick, I need your website, please.
Rick Maurer, RickMaurer.com.
So check that out. His books are Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want. 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Dead kings, mannequins, I can't define. Old kitchens, fast wagons, blood in your mind. In the sense of love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.